On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 4 of 5 for improving workplace safety, culture, and performance. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Building a strong safety culture in your facility is crucial to preventing accidents and promoting a healthier work environment. As a safety coordinator or manager, it's essential to lead by example and encourage everyone to take ownership of safety. Here are a few tips to help keep safety a top priority. Number one, open communication. Always be ready to share safety concerns or ideas during meetings or informal conversations. An open dialogue helps identify potential hazards and helps keep everyone engaged. Suggest improvements like new signage, safety training programs, or incentive initiatives to keep safety practices fresh and relevant. Number two, encourage employee input. Collaborate with your team to identify which safety programs work best. Involve employees in discussions about effective ways to improve safety performance. Their firsthand experience can help shape initiatives that reduce accidents and injuries. Number three, recognize safe behavior. Acknowledge workers who prioritize safety and consistently follow protocols. Recognizing positive actions will boost morale and reinforce the importance of following safety guidelines. Number four, provide ongoing safety education. Regular safety training and refreshers are essential to ensuring everyone is up to date on standards. Brief, frequent training sessions will reinforce safe work habits and minimize complacency. And last but not least, lead by example. As a manager, demonstrating a commitment to safety sets a standard for your team. Actively participate in safety programs, adhere to rules, and consistently communicate the importance of safety to foster a safer, more engaged workplace. As always, be sure to follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. Maintaining a proactive safety culture in your facility protects your workers and ensures compliance with regulations. Together, we can create a safer workplace that values everyone's well-being. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.